Shemai, a chroeso i Learn Welsh. This podcast will be talking you through a series of little tasks to complete with the topic Byw yn Iach. Here goes. Ar tudalen un on page one, on the front cover, ysgrifennwch eich enw, write your name, a dosbarth, and your class, and the class today is 7th de. Trwch tudalen, turn the page, tudalen un, page one, amdana fi, about me. This paragraph is about Maisie, and is a simple paragraph about herself. It includes simple things as her name, age, where she lives, what school she goes to, and what she likes. This paragraph is extremely important because this paragraph will be used in all of at the beginning of all of your speaking assessments. It will be really useful to make sure that you practice reading and writing this paragraph. So what I want you to do on this page, I want you to rewrite Maisie's paragraph, but include the information about yourself. Public. Right, trwch tudalen, tudalen dau. Turn the page, page two. So you will see a nice picture full of all Welsh adjectives. What I want you to do, I want you to pop all the positive adjectives from the picture on the left and all the negative on the right. Pob lwc. Tudalen tri, so page three. Hobbiau, hobbies. So you've got more adjectives on the right. Pause the podcast and see how many you can translate yourself. Right, so let's go over the answers. Gwych, great. Hwyl, fun. Da ichi, good for you. Fantastic, fantastic. Sbwriel, rubbish. Tup, stupid. Heriol, challenging. Diflas, boring. Tudalen pedwar, page four. The question is, pa un, which one? So there are loads of pictures about hobbies and sports. Can you pause the podcast and label as many as you can? Don't forget you have help in your booklet and your book as well. Public. Okay, let's start at the top left. We have a football, so football is pale droid. The next one were the three people singing, so canny. Then novio. Siopa. Then on the top right then, chwarae gemau, playing games. Let's go down to the left middle with the ballerina. So dansio, dancing. Then pale vasked, that could be, or pale roid, because we're unsure yet if they bounce in or if they are just throwing the ball. So I'll accept pale vasked or pale roid. Next we have darllen. Next over we have hockey. And then on the right we have rhedeg, running. Bottom left then, arlunio, drawing. Then we have gymnasteg, skio, rugby. And for horse riding, I'll accept merlota or marchogaeth. Tudalen pimp, page five. Task cysylltwch. So the task that you need to connect the Cymraeg with the Saesneg. So you have loads of hobbies in Cymraeg and a Gymraeg, and then loads of hobbies then in Saesneg. Can you match them up? Public. So let's recap the answers. So rhedeg is running. Swimming is novio. Hockey is hockey with a K. Then next two across, we got darllen is reading, and we've just answered hockey. In the middle then, we've got football, which is pale droid. Shopping is shopper. And novio, we've already matched. The next row, Pale Droid, which we've already matched. Merlotta is horse riding. Shopper, we've already matched with shopping. And the final on the right, we have Running, Rhedeg, Reading, Darllen, and Horse Riding, Merlotta. Tudalen 6. You have a list of hobbies on the left and you have a diamond shape. I want you to put them in order of how much you like them. So at the top would be, the top middle would be the one that you like the most, and the bottom middle would be the one that you like the least. And then you feed them down then. So second row, ones that you still really like the best, then the middle one, they're okay. And then as you get to the bottom ones, then the ones you like the least. Once you've put them in order of how much you like them, there's two boxes. Pam, I want you to give a reason why you've put the one right at the top that's your favourite. I want you to give me an adjective and a Gymraeg. And then Pam at the bottom, I want you to give me an adjective of why you've put that down as the one that you least like. Public. Tudalen 7, Patrymau Iaith. So page 7, sentence patterns. On the page, you have sentence patterns to express your opinion. Most of them are nice and simple that we've covered before. The top one may be a bit more challenging. So pause the podcast and see how many you can translate without looking at your book, without looking at the wall. How many you can translate. If you get stuck, then by all means, discuss it with your partner and look in your books for help. Poblok. Tudalen 7 atebion, so answers for page 7. Yn fy marn i, in my opinion. Dwi'n hoffi, I like. Dwi'n mwynhau, I enjoy. Dwi'n caru, I love. Dwi ddim yn hoffi, I don't like. Dwi ddim yn mwynhau, I don't enjoy. Dwi'n casau, I hate. Achos mae'n, because it's. Da iawn if you were able to do most of them without looking for help. These sentences are extremely important and they will help you do well in your assessments. Da iawn. Tudalen 8. This is a lovely task. So at the bottom, translate all the hobbies and then find the translations in the word search. Let's go over the translation. So pause the podcast so you don't have the answers straight away and then play them for the answers. So let's go over the answers. Singing is canu. Dancing is dawnsio. Hockey is hockey. Football is pêl droed. Netball, pêl roed. Skiing, skio. Music, cerddoriaeth. Games, gemau. Horse riding, merlotta o marchogaeth. Baseball, pêl fas. Running, rhedeg. Shopping, siopa. Reading, darllen. Gymnastics, gymnasteg. Swimming, nofio. Rugby is rugby. Now have a go of finding them in the word search, public. Tudalen 9, page 9, task cyfiaethu, translation task. So there are 6 sentences to translate on here into English. So dwi'n hoffi hockey achos mae'n fantastic. Dwi'n caru dawnsio achos mae'n wych. Dwi'n mwynhau nofio achos mae'n hwyl. Dwi ddim yn hoffi canu achos mae'n sbwriel. Dwi'n casau pysgota achos mae'n dwp. Yn fy marn i, mae siopa yn hwyl. Translate what you can, leave out what you can't. Public. Let's go over the answers for your translation task. Task 1. Dwi'n hoffi hockey achos mae'n fantastic. I like hockey because it's fantastic. Dwi'n caru dawnsio achos mae'n wych. I love dancing because it's great. 3. Dwi'n mwynhau nofio achos mae'n hwyl. I enjoy swimming because it's fun. Pedwar, dwi ddim yn hoffi canu achos mae'n sbwriel. I don't like singing because it's rubbish. Pimp, dwi'n casáu pysgota achos mae'n dwp. I hate fishing because it's stupid. I do really dislike the adjective dwp. Okay, so try not to use it as much. Chwech, number six. Yn fy marn I, in my opinion, mae siopa yn hwyl. Shopping is fun. Da iawn if you got all your sentence starters, or most of them correct, and your hobbies as well. Da iawn. Rhif dig. So, tudalen dig, page 10. Task mynegi barn ar hobbiau. So, I want you to express your opinion on hobbiau. All the sentences you've just seen, dwi'n hoffi, dwi'n caru, yn fy marn I, dwi'n gysau, I want you to use them and all the adjectives that we've covered as well to express your opinion on nofio, siopa and pêl-droed. So swimming, shopping and football. And then to dalen 11, page 11, gemau video, video games, darllen, reading, dawnsio, dancing. I want you to start each sentence differently and I want you to use a different adjective for all six as well. Pob lwc. Tudalen 12, task creu hysbyseb am weithgaredd. So I want you to create an advert for an activity. Okay, so pop the activity on the top in Welsh. Put the day that is on and the time, so don't forget the days of the week in Welsh, and a nice picture to go with and any other information as well. Don't forget to use the dictionaries for anything else that you want to include, maybe the price of it as well. I want you to be really creative and to take your time on this and to include as much Welsh and as much information as you can. Have a think. If you went to an activity, a club, so think of your clubs, what information would you need in order to go, wear the correct clothing, etc. for it? Pob lwc.